Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where can you find Jesus? In difficult times, you might have found yourself asking that question. It's also a question that it's easy to imagine Jesus' disciples asking after his ascension. After Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to his disciples over a period of 40 days, teaching them and preparing them for the mission he had given them, the mission of being his witnesses, beginning where they were in Jerusalem and Judea, then moving outward to Samaria, and ultimately to the ends of the earth. Then after 40 days, Jesus led his disciples out to a place near Bethany, a short walk from Jerusalem. And there, while he was blessing them, they saw him taken up until a cloud hid him from their sight. The Lord had gloriously ascended into heaven. Suddenly, two angels, appearing as men in white robes, stood by the disciples and said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then the disciples bowed down in worship to Jesus and returned to Jerusalem. So the disciples had seen Jesus ascend, and they were told that he will one day come again. But that leaves the question, what about the time in between? After his ascension and awaiting his return, where could the disciples find Jesus? For the previous 3 years or so, the disciples had had no question about where to find Jesus. It was plain to see that he was right there with them. They had walked from town to town with him. They had eaten with him. They had been able to listen to him preach and teach. They had been able to go to him with their questions. Seeing Jesus there with them and hearing his voice had been part of their daily lives. But now what? Now that Jesus had ascended, the disciples would no longer see him at their side or across the table like they had before. They wouldn't hear the sound of his voice like they had gotten so accustomed to. It was going to be very, very different for them. Yet, when we look to the scripture readings that we heard a few minutes ago about Jesus' ascension, the disciples don't seem to be troubled at all by what was happening that day, by all the ways that their lives were about to change, or by what lay ahead of them. In fact, Luke tells us that the disciples returned to Jerusalem that day filled with great joy. So how can that be? Why would Jesus' ascension be a source of joy for the disciples rather than a source of worry or sorrow, feeling that they would now be on their own? Well, being human like us, the disciples might very well have had some questions running through their minds, wondering exactly what it was all going to be like for them. But they also had some answers, some assurances of what it would be like, because of some promises that Jesus had spoken to them before his ascension. Shortly before his ascension, Jesus had given his disciples a great commission. And that commission came with a promise. Jesus said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." And then came the promise. "And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Jesus would be with his disciples always. They had his word on it. And as they reflected on those words from Jesus, they might well have been reminded of some other words that they had heard Jesus say. Words like, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, and I will abide in you." Words like, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them." Jesus had promised to be present with all of his disciples, always, wherever they were. And in fact, it was for that very purpose that Jesus had ascended. When we hear of Jesus ascending to heaven, it can sound as if he's gone somewhere far away from us. But in fact, it's really just the opposite. We read in the fourth chapter of Ephesians that Jesus ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. He ascended not to go somewhere far away, but to be present with us everywhere. Not to leave us, but to be with us always, even to the very end of the age. If Jesus had not ascended, but had remained visibly present in his body on this earth, then people in some places would have known the comfort of his presence. If he had stayed in Bethany or Jerusalem, for example, then that would have been very good for the believers in Bethany or Jerusalem. But what then about the believers in Ephesus or Egypt? And what about the believers in Syria or Spain? What about Peter when he went to Rome, or Thomas when he went to India? Would they have had the same comfort of knowing Jesus was with them? It's much better that, as Paul wrote, Jesus ascended so that he might fill the whole universe. Because now all Christians in all places can know the comfort and reassurance of being in the presence of Christ at all times. Jesus Christ is right now with his people in West Virginia and in Western Africa. He is with us right here, right now, and he is with each of our church's shut-ins right now. He is with Christians sitting in prison cells for their faith, and he is with missionaries and their families risking their safety to spread the faith. He is with us everywhere. And he is not only present, he is actively present, working for our good in all circumstances. When our consciences are troubled by guilt or shame or regret, he is there with us to comfort us with his forgiving love. When we are weary and worn down, he is there with us to support us with his strength. When we feel like no one really understands us or understands what we are going through, he is there with us as one who knows your every thought, who understands perfectly, and who is interceding for you before his Father in heaven. He is with us as the one who promises us, in the words of Hebrews 13, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And he is with us as one whom we know we can count on. For this one who is with us is one who knew our every sin, but instead of judging us or giving up on us because of our sins, instead gave himself into death for us to save us from our sins. And that is the kind of friend, and that is the kind of Savior that you know you can count on to be there for you. And as the one who is shown by his resurrection that death itself could not defeat him, he has also shown himself to be one whom you can count on to always come through for you. For nothing that you ever face will be too much for him to bring you through. So, returning to the question that I began with this morning, where can you find Jesus? Well, you don't have to search for him or to try to find a way to ascend up to him. For he is with you always, just as he promised he would be. He has never left you or forsaken you, and as he promised, He never will. He is with you here. He'll be with you in your car on the way home. And he'll be with you throughout the week, waking or sleeping, wherever you go. He has been with you from the time you were in your mother's womb, and he will be with you always to the very end of the age. He'll be there sharing in your joys and in your sorrows. He'll be there with you as one who knows you better than you know yourself, and as one who loves you more than you can comprehend. And he also wants you to know that he promises to be with you in special ways in certain places to grant you his blessing. In his holy word, Jesus is there with you, speaking to you, to give you his guidance, his peace, and his promises. And in his holy supper, Jesus is there with you, coming to you in his body and blood, to fill you with his forgiveness and strength, to nourish and support you as a vine nourishes and supports its branches. So Jesus is personally present with you in every time and every place. He is present speaking to you and feeding your soul in his holy word and sacrament. And he will continue to be with you and do all of this for you until the day when he comes again in glory. As the angel said to the disciples on the day of Jesus' ascension, he will one day be seen coming down just as he was seen going up, and every eye will see him. On that day, we will all see him face to face. We'll hear the sound of his voice, much like the disciples did during the 40 days from his resurrection to the ascension. And from that time on, we will never ask where we can find Jesus, because we will be able to see with our own eyes that Jesus will be right where he has always been, with us. In the saving name of him who was and is to come, Christ Jesus our Lord, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.